Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Amid escalation and diplomatic row, India withdraws its High Commissioner and other envoys from Canada, says it has no faith in the current Canadian government regarding their safety. President Draupadi Murmu holds bilateral talks with her Algerian counterpart Abdelmajid Tebboune in Algiers today. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla addresses Inter-Parliamentary Union in Geneva, calls for a regulatory system to safeguard data privacy of citizens. Nobel Prize in Economics awarded to US-based economists Darren Acemoglu, Simon Johnson and James Robinson. National Water Awards 2023 announced, Odisha bags first prize. Tamil Nadu braces up as IMD warns of extremely heavy rain till Friday, orange alert issued in Kerala. And in Women's T20 World Cup, Group A match between Pakistan and New Zealand underway in Dubai. India has decided to withdraw its High Commissioner in Canada and other targeted diplomats and officials, saying it has no faith in the current Canadian government's commitment to ensure their security. In a related development, the Canadian Shastha Fair was summoned by Secretary East in MEA in New Delhi this evening. He was informed that the baseless targeting of the Indian High Commissioner and other diplomats and officials in Canada is completely unacceptable. It was underlined that in an atmosphere of extremism and violence, the Trudeau government's actions endangered their safety. It was also conveyed that India reserves the right to take further steps in response to the Trudeau government's support for extremism, violence and separatism against India. Earlier, India strongly rejected claims that the Indian High Commissioner in Canada and other diplomats are persons of interest in a matter related to an investigation in that country. In response to diplomatic communication from Canada regarding the matter, the External Affairs Ministry termed these as preposterous imputations and ascribed them to the political agenda of the Trudeau government that is centred around vote bank politics. It pointed out that the Canadian government has not shared a shred of evidence with India despite many requests. The ministry stressed that this leaves little doubt that on the pretext of investigation, there is a deliberate strategy of smearing India for political gains. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar inaugurated the eMigrate V2.0 web portal and mobile app in New Delhi today. It promotes safe and legal mobility channels for Indian migrants. Addressing the inaugural event, Dr. Jaishankar asserted that the launch of portal aligns with Goal 10 of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development Goals.
The launch of eMigrate Portal V2.0 is a testament to our continuing efforts to create a safer, more transparent and inclusive mobility for Indian labour and marks a significant milestone in our efforts to safeguard the welfare and interests of our citizens. This is important because it also aligns with Goal 10 of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development Goals, which promotes facilitation of orderly, safe, regular and responsible migration and mobility of people.
The External Affairs Minister highlighted that in the last few years, passport issuance has almost doubled. He said his ministry has leveraged the use of technology to enhance the efficiency of eMigrate Portal, a report.
The eMigrate portal has 2.81 lakh registered foreign employers. It has 2,210 active recruiting agents. There is an online grievance redressal mechanism and dedicated 24/7 helpline support. The portal also includes an enhanced user interface and real-time application tracking mechanism. The elements of the new version of eMigrate portal include digital registration certificate for recruiting agents and posting of international job opportunities on the eMigrate portal. The web portal is multilingual with a quick response time. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu, who is in Algiers, the capital city of Algeria, as part of her three-nation visit, held bilateral meetings with Algerian President Abdelmajid Tebboune today. India-Algeria delegation-level talks were also held on various issues, ranging from international, political and economic. A report.
Addressing the joint press brief in Al Maradia Palace after the bilateral and delegation level talks, President Draupadi Murmu said that she's proud to become the first president of India to visit Algeria. The president said both the countries discussed various issues and India remains strongly committed for expanding the cordial relation with Algeria along with increasing investment and business in the country. Addressing the media, Algerian President Abdelmadjid Tebboune said various issues were discussed in the detailed meetings along with regional and international issues such as West Bank, Lebanon, Ukraine, Israel issues. Algerian President said India and Algeria are committed in promoting peace in the region. Further, both the nations also plan to conduct joint consultations again soon for strengthening the Indo-Algerian relation. President Draupadi Murmu is also scheduled to address the Algeria-India Economic Forum later in the evening. Mayusha for Agashwani News from Algiers.
On the third day of her visit tomorrow, President Draupadi Murmu will address the Siddi Abdullah University and visit Roman ruins, among other engagements. On the second leg of her visit, President Murmu will visit Mauritania on the 16th of this month. Lok Sabha Speaker O Birla, who is leading a parliamentary delegation to the 149th Inter-Parliamentary Union IPU Assembly, has stressed on the need for an appropriate regulatory system in the field of technology and safeguarding data privacy of citizens. He said such pressing issues needed to be discussed in the IPU forum as well as in national parliaments. Mr. Birla stated this while addressing the Inter-Parliamentary Union Assembly in Geneva on the theme Harnessing Science, Technology and Innovation for a More Peaceful and Sustainable Future.
विश्व के विशालतम लोकतंत्र भारत की संसद में लोकसभा सदस्यों के निर्वाचन हेतु हाल में ही आयोजित 2024 आम चुनाव में टेक्नोलॉजी एवं इलेक्ट्रॉनिक मशीनों ईवीएम का उपयोग करते हुए 642 मिलियन वोटर की सहभागिता के साथ विश्व का नया रिकॉर्ड स्थापित किया है.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts and log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the International Telecommunication Union ITU World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly WTSA 2024 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the 8th edition of India Mobile Congress 2024 during the program. WTSA is the governing conference for the standardization work of International Telecommunication Union, the United Nations Agency for Digital Technologies, organized every 4 years. In Jammu and Kashmir, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has invited Umar Abdullah, leader of the Legislature Party of the Jammu and Kashmir National Conference, to form the new government in the Union Territory. The invitation follows letters of support from various political leaders, including Dr. Farooq Abdullah and members of the J&K Pradesh Congress Committee, the CPIM, the Aam Aadmi Party and several independent MLAs. In Uttar Pradesh, the situation is improving and returning to normal in Hardi area of Baharaich district, where clashes erupted during Durga Idol immersion yesterday. An FIR has been filed in the case, which names 6 people and other miscreants. Police is also taking action against those who have posted objectionable material on social media. Internet services are still blocked in the district. Additional force from Gorakhpur zone, along with companies of provincial armed constabulary, CRPF and RAF, have been deployed in the area. Additional Chief Secretary Home Deepak Kumar, along with ADG Law and Order Amitabh Yash, are camping in Baharaich. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has assured that the trial for the murder of NCP leader Baba Siddiqui will be conducted in a fast-track court. Speaking to reporters in Mumbai, he asserted that no individual found guilty will be spared. In a related development, the Mumbai police today presented the third accused in the case, Praveen Lonkar, before the court. Lonkar was apprehended in Mumbai yesterday. He has been remanded to police custody until the 21st of this month. The 5th National Water Awards 2023 were announced in New Delhi today. Odisha has bagged the first prize in the category of Best State, followed by Uttar Pradesh in the second position. Gujarat and Puducherry have jointly secured the third position. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the 5th National Water Awards in New Delhi on the 22nd of this month. The awards will be conferred upon 38 winners in all, including joint winners in 9 categories. Addressing a curtain raiser press conference, Union Minister of Jal Shakti C.R. Patil appreciated the winners for their exemplary work. The 2024 Nobel Prize in Economics has been given to US-based economists Darren Acemoglu, Simon Johnson and James Robinson for their groundbreaking research on how institutions shape prosperity. Acemoglu and Johnson are at MIT while Robinson works at the University of Chicago. A report.
This year's Nobel Prize recognizes the contributions to understanding how institutional quality impacts global development. These laureates have provided new insights into why there are such vast differences in prosperity between nations. By examining various political and economic systems introduced by European colonizers, Acemoglu, Johnson, and Robinson have been able to demonstrate a relationship between institutions and prosperity. They have also developed theoretical tools that can explain why differences in institutions persist and how institutions can change. Jigyasa Pandey from News Desk.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will embark on a two-day visit to Islamabad tomorrow to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO summit. The External Affairs Minister had earlier remarked that his Pakistan visit is for a multilateral event and he had ruled out bilateral talks. This will be the first high-level visit of an Indian foreign minister to the neighbouring nation in 9 years. The Tamil Nadu Regional Met Department has forecast that there is a low-pressure area over southeast Bay of Bengal and it is likely to become a well-marked low-pressure area and move west-northwestwards towards North Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and adjoining South Andhra Pradesh coasts during the next 2 days. It said, very likely there will be enhanced rainfall activity in Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal during the next 4 days. Fishermen have been advised not to venture into the sea till the 18th of October. Chief Minister M.K. Stalin today reviewed the preparedness. Deputy Chief Minister, Chief Secretary and other top officials and district collectors attended the meeting. We have more from our correspondent.
Holiday has been declared for educational institutions in Chennai, Kanchipuram, Tiruvallur and Chengalpattu for tomorrow. People living in low-lying areas near the sea have been asked to move out to safer camps. 2 NDRF teams from Arakkonam and 6 teams from Tirunelveli have been called in to deal with any situation for rescue and relief. District collectors and secretaries of various departments have been monitoring the situation. IT officers have been asked to advise employees to work from home from tomorrow to the 18th of this month. Metro Rail and MRTS services have been suggested to increase train frequencies. People have been asked to stay away from water bodies and sea. Strict warning has been issued to hoarders and prices of foods and essential items are to be monitored by the government. Joy, Akashwani, Chennai.
The state government has set up control rooms and helpline 1913 for any information related to the rains. In Kerala, the IMD today issued orange alert in Idukki, Malappuram, Kozhikode and Wayanad districts, indicating the possibility of very heavy rainfall. Isolated heavy rain is likely in 4 other districts. In cricket, the Women's T20 World Cup match between New Zealand and Pakistan is underway at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium. Choosing to bat first, New Zealand women have set a target of 111 runs before Pakistan. They scored 110 for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Amid escalation and diplomatic row, India withdraws its High Commissioner and other envoys from Canada, says it has no faith in the current Canadian government regarding their safety. President Draupadi Murmu holds bilateral talks with her Algerian counterpart, Abdelmajid Tebboune, in Algiers today. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla addresses Inter-Parliamentary Union in Geneva, calls for a regulatory system to safeguard data privacy of citizens. Nobel Prize in Economics awarded to US-based economists Darren Acemoglu, Simon Johnson and James Robinson. National Water Awards 2023 announced Odisha bags first prize. Tamil Nadu braces up as IMD warns of extremely heavy rain till Friday. Orange alert issued in Kerala. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.